We have a question about sincerity, and the questioner is trying to understand how to improve her sincerity. It reads this way. It says, "I would like to get a deeper understanding and for having sincerity toward you on this path. Is this something that you either have it or you don't, or it is something that you attain by practice? And if so, how and what technique and practice should I use? And how do I evaluate my sincerity on this path?"
You don't need to evaluate it. Sincerity is hardly ever inborn. It is always there, but to have used it in past, there are very rare souls that just have it. But the others, the majority, have to understand and let it come to the surface, let it unfold in their life. And it really means that allow your heart to guide you. Again, going back to thoughts, words, and deeds, to be harmony, to be in line. And I give you an example. Say you want peace, right? Your heart craves for peace because you don't feel peace. And yet you do everything that is unpeaceful. And you act almost with violence. It is, where is the sincerity of the desire or the wish? Or the person that asked wanted to know how to be with me. For me, sincerity is the key to my heart, meaning that say what you really feel in your heart. Don't praise me and then continue hurting yourself by not listening, by not making it your life. So sincerity is this softness of the heart, and the love does it. The divine love softens the heart, and next thing you know, whatever you say, it comes from your heart. You really mean it. It is not protecting the ego. It is not protecting the I, me. It is without an agenda, without planning what is beneficial to me. I see so many people that say, I want to be detached, or I want to not have anger, or I want to have more peace and joy. But before they develop this sincerity of the heart, what happens is they want it. I see it. I see that they want it. But as I talk and as I try to, share my own life, they go about doing the same thing, the same unbalanced action. And then they come back and say, we don't have peace. Of course you don't. Because it's just, you have to go toward what your heart wants, not against it. And we all know by now that listening to the mind, every movement, take away our tranquility. We now know that giving to emotion takes away our joy. We all know that home gives us both of those. That's what all I can say.